Jono, fantastic to get the result here for the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles. I heard you enjoy the day.
Yeah, really good. We drove up as a team yesterday on the bus. Always good to have a good bus trip with the boys. Got it last night. And we had a good meeting this morning. One of the guys who grew up here had a little chat to the boys about how important it was for him to play here. And for me personally, my grandparents from Tamworth. I got 15 family members here, so it was a really good day and we really enjoyed getting the win.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into rugby.
Yeah, so I went to a school on the Gold Coast that was a rugby union school, and obviously when I was younger I wanted to play with my mates, so that's how I got into it. And after school finished, sort of carried on in a few academies and played sevens. I was lucky enough to travel the world playing the sevens, so it was a great experience. And then after that went into the Reds and had a great few years at the Reds, and had a lot of mates from sevens who were down in Sydney, so that's why I wanted to make the change and come down to the Waratahs. Didn't play as much rugby as I would have liked, but I had the best 2 years of my life down here with mates, and for me now it's a good chance for me to play some footy with the Eagles in the next few weeks. Hopefully we go well next year moving on to the Force. So.
And it's a great opportunity for you to take that number 10 shirt.
Yeah, for sure. So for me, this competition, I'm really enjoying playing for the Eagles, and the guys I'm playing with are all guys who want to make that next step. So I'm enjoying playing with a team who's eager. And for me, I want to play good footy and get over to Perth on the front foot with a bit of confidence, and think we can do that with this team. And as you said, there's definitely a great opportunity for me. I think there's a few other guys put their hands up. They've signed Peter Grant, which is a great signing. He's a great player, and he's got some family in Perth as well. So I think people ask me how I think about that, and I think it's super positive. For a Super Rugby team to be strong, you've got to have depth and you've got to have experience, and he's got that in abundance. So I'm looking forward to getting over there, and it's going to be a good challenge.
And you've got the Sears Blue as well, particularly little supporters who are hungry, you know, for success. But your career, of course, you had time at the St George Bank Queensland Reds, as you said. What was it like to play in that final? You were fullback there and just absolutely nerve-wracking against the 19-man Crusaders team. But
yeah, so as I said, I was lucky enough at the end of the sevens to be a part of that final run for the Reds, and it was amazing. My first home game was the semi-final in front of 48,000, and then my second home game was the final. So I think I just turned 20. To run out in that final, I'll never forget it, the goosebumps and the smiling. And I remember when the game finished, there was a scrum set piece. I looked to my right and it was Ben Tapuai, who's actually going to the Force as well, and he's one of my best mates since we were 15. We went to school together, and when we defended that last few minutes, well, they blew full time. I ran and hugged him, and I just couldn't believe it. I was hugging one of my mates from school in front of 52,000. So that's another thing I'm looking forward to with the move to Perth. There's a lot of guys who I went to school with and played club rugby with when I was a bit younger, and we were all aspiring for greater things. So it's going to be good.
And of course, you went to the Waratahs while you weren't part of the final. All the work, because we say only the 22 blokes to play, but we don't see the guys that run on the field, the Benny Volavolas, the Jed Holways, who we now expect to be the next generation of player.
Yeah, for sure. I think that was one thing that really helped the Waratahs win. That we were very lucky with injuries, which was pretty frustrating for the guys on the... not in the 23, but no one ever kicked the bucket. Everyone kept putting in the week during the week at training and training really well, and we felt just as much a part of that win as probably the 22 other than Bernard, because I think he felt a bit more a part of that win. I actually lived with Bernard for the 2 years I was in Sydney, so for him to kick the goal, I said the rugby gods would be with him if he gets it, because it was a bit out of his range, and lucky they were. So.
How did a Sydney University guy live with an East bloke for 2 years, but also how was your experiences there at East? And of course, Daz has jumped on board to be coach there as well.
Yeah, great. So I was mates with Bernard Foley, Nick Phipps and Michael Hodge through playing sevens, and they were some of my best mates from travelling the world together. So when I moved to Sydney, it was to play with them, and they offered, I thought it would be a pretty good idea to try and live together, and it worked out really well. So they tried to get me to Sydney Uni, but father actually is an East diehard, and when I signed with the Waratahs, he was pretty happy that I'd be playing for East more than playing for the Waratahs. So I was obviously going to head down there, and I didn't play that many games for East, but every game I played, I loved it. It was a great field at Woollahra, playing with great group of guys, and every time I did it, I really enjoyed it, so it was good.
Yeah, well, a very special try you put on today with the chip and chase, and looking forward to more of that from yourself, not only the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles, but also for the Western Force next season.